Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. It's coconut water in here today, so I'm extra happy. Welcome to Greasy Ducklings Whistle Humbly from Sammy D on Patreon. Support this show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Come see me live. I do my podcast, Doug Loves Movies, all over the place, including the Sacramento Punchline on Halloween. And then I'm doing stand-up, two shows at the Punchline in Sacramento on Friday, November 1st at 7:30 and 9:45. And then I'll be in San Francisco with a Doug Loves Scary Movies taping on November 2nd. Because, you know, Halloween weekend just rages through till November 4th. And that's at Cobb's Comedy Club, the beautiful Cobb's Comedy Club. Doug Loves Movies, 420. I think I said all that already. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show.
Well, that's how you start.
I like to get a room ready for anything. Anything could come out of our mouths, so I start by yelling out Nazi. Welcome, Blast Off. I am here with... Have you been on the show before, Brie?
No.
Okay. First time on this show. Yeah. Yeah, that's Brie Pruitt. And then for the 53rd time on the show, it's Ungayo Bila. Yay!
54 with the mezzanine.
Yeah, so let me tell you what all these pipes are loaded up with, Brie.
Okay.
We've got...
Wait, let me guess. I don't think I can, actually.
All right. Wait. The sativa today is super sour diesel.
That's not that.
Is it?
I don't know. Is this sativa in here?
We put sativa in all of them, according to the damn
super sour diesel? Well, then yes.
Of North America.
Well, wait. Maybe.
What part of your body are you checking in with?
The diesel.
Is it brain, heart, soul? What are you?
It all combines. It all combines.
Palette.
It's got to go through your all the senses.
Okay. I buy that.
It's got a little bit of the diesel-y aftertaste to it. When you think of that word gas, right? It's that diesel flavor. That it's like thick, almost kind of menthol coating the tongue. It typifies.
May I try?
Typifies the diesel.
Any of these?
Yes, please. Anyone you'd like. Let's get you in the game.
Let's just start smoking weed, man.
Yeah.
I've waited all day.
Me too.
I know.
I didn't really wait.
Yeah.
You got laid out a base.
Like 9:30.
I had an early flight. 10 o'clock.
We got an indica, Ugayo, if you're interested. And I want to know if you've ever heard of this before. It's called Cruise.
No. What, do you know the genetics?
Tom Cruise grew it.
Yeah. It's from the Scientology labs.
They're doing science over there.
Yeah, science and weed.
Just one science.
They just started a thing in Colorado. Actually, it's a random story. I was at the High Times Cup in Colorado, and somebody, a friend of mine, had an apartment that used to be Scientology dorms. That's it. That's the whole story.
Oh, okay.
They were nicely laid out, though.
You're the next M. Night Shyamalan.
The energy was weird.
But you gave us, prior to the show starting, we're both very excited about it. Yeah, you have your own pre-rolls you're passing out.
The Ungayo 420 pre-roll in conjunction with the mothership.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's very cool.
This is a Tahoe Nebula.
Yeah.
It's from Mendocino County, grown by my friend Mark at Green Shock Farms. I love to ride around with Mark as he points out the farm and all the spots. We picked this spot because we thought they'd have a nice sunrise. And we just wanted them to be comfortable in the morning, you know, warm up a little bit. It's just nice. It's full of That's magic so and hippie love and 20-something percent THC. 20.87%. So it's pretty stony. We can smoke one. I brought one to smoke.
If you'd like, if you want to show off.
I mean, you know, we could pass it around the whole studio. Everybody looks excited.
If you want to finish off a walking dead man.
Oh, you're already stoned already.
With your crazy. I'll do it. I'll smoke it.
You know, Doug, I've known you 20-something years. I don't think I've ever seen you turn one down.
No, I don't think I can.
Professionally.
I think it's just against the rules. Like, why would
you? The rules of Doug.
I think I've turned it down a few times in, like, if people ask me in a weird spot, you know.
Jail.
Yeah, I don't smoke weed with people in jail. But it doesn't happen that often, so usually I'm somewhere I can go, yeah, sure, I'll smoke with you.
Sure, I'll smoke your weed.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest place you ever smoked weed?
That's a tough one, because I don't...
Okay. You guys see me getting all set up, and then I intercepted.
Yeah. Intercepted? It's easier. That's the beauty of the pre-roll. Joints don't drop, don't break when you drop them. Right? No? Yeah. Anyone? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Stoner Philosophy. I'm your host.
Oh, that's delicious.
You like that?
Yeah.
Smooth?
Mm-hmm. Very smooth.
Yeah, it's tasty.
It's a Tahoe OG crossed with Ultimate Indica crossed with a Nebula.
So, okay.
It's a hybrid.
Man, how'd they get all those strains to have sex?
Barry White. Barry White is always the answer. Right?
Just put them in a room together and let nature take its course.
You got to separate the girls from the boys, right?
Play some, like, romantic comedy. Made in Manhattan.
A romantic comedy. That's what you're Netflix and chilling.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm that clearly... makes me want to fuck when I see people fall in love. Like, let's make some babies.
Romance is fucking hot.
Romance
Whoa,
is
this
hot.
Dialogue is pithy. You guys please. Wanna...
Yeah, we'll keep it going the wrong way. I like it.
We're just saging the room now.
Yeah, saging the room. Wow. $1 million idea. Which weed? Put sage. You can smoke sage.
People do
in
that
your
already.
Body. You put it in the weed, and then you could multi-purpose. But branding, you know?
Branding is important.
Which weed?
Which weed? Breeze which weed?
Breeze which weed?
And then be like, have you tried Breeze which weed? Which weed?
No, you guys think I can have a celebrity weed strain?
Everyone's going to have a celebrity weed strain.
Really?
Sure. We're
Who's
all going to do it.
Doug, you going to get a night with
it? I people keep saying, why aren't you doing that? And my answer is, I don't know.
Benson Blunts?
Nice.
It just feels like cheating, but I guess everybody's doing it. So.
I think like if it's something like you want to see in the world, you know, like if there's something missing that you want.
But I'm not going to really do any kind of quality control on it, you know.
If you need a quality control officer,
you know.
I know a guy. There's probably six people in this room. I would love to be. How'd you like that job? What do you do? I'm Doug Benson's quality control weed guy.
It's
right?
True.
Snoop and Wiz Khalifa have professional blunt rollers on the staff.
Yeah. Certainly you have, like me, I have cousins and brother-in-laws that need jobs.
Everybody.
I'm always looking to for other job titles to add to my staff.
Right?
Guitar tuner?
Yeah.
Monkey
I've got
wrangler.
Zero staff right now, so I was thinking, like, if I can get somebody that's, like, good with weed and a chef and will walk my dog.
I want someone in charge of all my apps. All the updates.
Somebody take care of that for me.
I don't want to do any of that shit. If any of them are going to charge me, all my recurring fees, officer.
All your recurring fees, so everything. You need a guy Friday?
Sure.
An executive assistant, I guess, is the...
What would you want to have? What would you want to... If you started staffing up.
I started staffing up. Someone to drive me around. Really,
that I don't driver. Like, that's a really good one.
I don't like sitting in traffic in LA. So if I could just sit in the car and do other stuff while someone else drove me around, that would probably be the first.
Just a good smooth driver. Just a good gets smooth driver. Yeah. Goes the way without a bunch of hassle.
Okay, I got one. Right. What about someone to be low key mean to your friends so you don't have to be like a tough love person? You know, because sometimes your friends need. Gentle roasting.
That passive is very aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm a Pisces, you know. I'm very kind.
Listen, if you're putting don't a lot, tell if you're Jennifer she shouldn't be such a bitch right now.
Just like with the like, I kind of whisper a joke, and they're like, "Hey."
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Now we know a lot. We just learned a lot about you.
What? That I'm passive?
I mean, to have somebody on your staff that does that, that sounds like you'd have to have that situation comes up a lot.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I were going to outsource anything, it would be attitude. Because I have a reputation.
Apparently.
That I'm ruining. No. You know, that's part of loving people is encouraging them to be their best.
Yeah. Well, strongly and fiercely.
Yeah. It's like a Kelly Clarkson audience. They're like... Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, we're like life coaches.
Yeah.
Getting dug with life coaches.
Three Oprahs.
Let's talk about Oprah, your high history.
Oprah.
If you don't mind, Bree.
Would love it.
How and when did you start smoking? And feel free to continue smoking here as much as you'd like. I've smoked a lot.
Doug,
I apologize.
I thought you were enjoying it.
You're the host.
It is great. It is great,
it's cool.
But I forgot to pass it. And
how luxurious when you are
in the comments.
Oh yeah, for camping. Yeah. Wow, mean you guys. Let him enjoy life.
Look at Holden Caulfield over
that's
there.
That's a very American thing too, though, right? Like take two hits relatively quickly and pass it.
You think that's American? Tell me about that.
I will. As a matter of fact, I just got back from Barcelona.
Amid the unrest?
Okay, not just. This spring. I was in Barcelona this spring.
Yeah.
And so they have weed clubs there. Weed is still illegal, but you can go to clubs that are kind of like social clubs. They're just like social lounges. They're all kind of different ones. There's like a co-working one. There's one that's just like kind of like a bar, and they got sports and shit and all kind of different things. But they smoke very slowly. There's not a lot of and then pass it. You just kind of hold on to it, chop it up, whatever. Then you hand it to somebody sooner or later. That's all going to go around. You know, they also tend to smoke their own joints too. You just roll yours and then you don't have that problem.
Right.
Right. That's kind of the stonedest I've been in a long time.
Barcelona.
Clearly.
You don't get stoned like that in anywhere else.
No, not anywhere else.
So stoned.
Barcelona's muy especial.
I'm fucking so stoned.
That's why they have a list. That's how they developed their list. They were all so high.
I'm just so baked. But shout out, you know, like solidarity with people in Barcelona. They're riding. So.
They're going through some things right now.
But that's cool that they're smoking.
The whole world's going through things right now. Smoke weed, everybody.
Smoke weed, everybody. Yeah, I think
finally, we hit on the premise of my program.
Smoke weed, everybody.
Well, we were talking
smoke
about
smoke weed, everybody.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I love to kick it with a joint. Love a personal. Yeah.
Just a personal.
Yeah.
I saw a couple one time. It was at a Dead show, and they each had their own joint, and they were passing a tobacco cigarette back and forth. Right? Life hacks.
Couple goals.
Yeah. Nicotine increases THC absorption.
Smoke up, everybody.
That's why blunts are so powerful. There you go.
Wow.
Scientific. Welcome to science.
Professor Velum's house.
I don't wear the tie for nothing.
Okay, sit backwards on that chair and teach us a lesson about life.
I'm going to stand up on the chair, do some science poetry.
What's going on there, Bree?
I think I'm going to crack the other one just because I'm enjoying this talk about having a solo.
You just like
so
it?
I might
can you
just,
roll a joint?
I can roll a joint, and I like to roll them real skinny because I'm a woman. And I like a very long, skinny smoking device.
The Capri. You roll a Capri.
Hey, how about we get back into the long cigarette holders for joints?
Why not? You can do it.
Yeah, I guess now you can be...
Damn, dude,
now you can be flashier about it, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and have your own. I like that.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, is the when you do those super long joint, though, didn't you feel like the paper colors the flavor a little more than in a fatter joint? I like a medium-sized joint, right? Because if it's too fat, then the smoke gets kind of harsh, right? Very Goldilocks of me. But if it's too long, then it tastes like paper. I was like a medium, like, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, we used to try to roll with like the minimum amount of paper possible, so the gummy part was just barely touching the other paper, just so as not to have so much paper in your mix.
Yeah, you really got to know some stuff about thermodynamics and stuff.
Sure, it's an engineering. It's not even. I thought this was a party, not an engineering conference.
Who invited Professor Elam to the party?
These are the things. It's the gift and the curse.
Yeah, you got to keep it uniform, you know, and the paper burning. You got to like lick it to make sure it doesn't burn.
Can you roll a joint,
Doug? Say what?
Can you roll a joint?
No.
No.
No. No, I can't.
You've been on this planet. How many years you've been smoking weed?
Oh, man, it's been so long that, like,
we didn't even have joints.
You know, if I was, like, under pressure, I suppose, like, you know, like, if I really needed one, I suppose I could, but I'm always just like, just give me an apple.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, turn that into a pipe, and I'm good, you know, so.
Is that your go-to method?
Yeah, that's my go-to.
Oh, yeah, you love an apple. Is it the road? Like that made it the apple be the thing.
Almost every hotel has apples,
right? You don't have to run down to try to find the convenience store, and they'll
try to
get you.
That's worst case is you just go to a 7-Eleven and buy an apple, and everyone looks at you like, "What kind of asshole buys fruit at 7-Eleven?"
Stoned assholes.
Yeah, but anyway,
what tool do you use to make your apple pipe?
Oh, just any. Again, back to the hotel room. Concept, just the free pen that's
the
in the
pen.
Room. Yeah.
Pen. People used to roll joints with the Bible pages. That's an old,
in the
that's
hotel
an old
room.
Classic. Yep, in the hotel room.
I learned recently that it's not.
it's not as healthy for you as you think.
No, it's not frowned upon to take the Bible.
No, it's a free Bible.
Yeah.
It's provided.
Like, that's part of why it's there, is they think that they've won you over if you take it with you.
Yeah. And you're like, actually, I was just out of papers.
Or, you know, exactly. Whatever. Or, like, I've put it in the prize bag on Douglas movies sometimes. But it's still interesting to me, the power that holds, because when I talk about it, some people still get, you know, they freeze up a little bit.
Because they took the Bible.
They tighten up. Well, just at the idea of stealing a Bible.
But it's not stealing. It says right there on the thing.
What does it say?
It says you can take this fucking Bible.
Take a Bible, leave a Bible. you have to leave a different religious text. You have to write, like, listen, I have some ideas too, man.
Well, we're going to delve deeper into those ideas as we get higher and higher in the next two segments. Thank you both for being here, and we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, have you heard about our new show, Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest, sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with high? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return, we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great! Check out patreon.com/gettingdug to join today.
Hello!
Hello!
We are back! With Bree Pruitt and Guy Obelum, and Alicia's here with Pot Topics.
Pot Topics!
Didn't go off.
It might have underneath all that applause.
Oh.
We got quite really a studio audience here today.
Right.
And people that work here.
There are a lot of people here today.
Yeah. what's going on?
Well, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that he did sign SB 34. This is the Dennis Perone and Brownie Mary Act. So what this is going to mean is that all people that work within marijuana working in compassionate care, whether they're at the cellar or they're actually cultivating, they are going to be tax exempt now.
Ooh. What? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very cool rule.
What's tax exempt? The like the growing, like the business?
They're not going to be as heavily taxed by the state because they are supplying medicine. And
right.
So, yeah.
It's okay. Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the only downside was that they did have to veto the part that was going to allow terminally ill patients to consume marijuana if they're still in a medical facility. And they said they had to veto it only because it just wasn't working out with, you know, the federal laws.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to lose Medicare and Medicaid.
You got to reach across the aisle and cut those terminal patients, you know.
Sorry,
Grandpa. That's politics, you know.
You
got to kick the habit now.
Outside, smoke that joint. You can vaporize, though, probably. Get them, slide them some edibles.
I mean, they can for sure.
They're suppositories if they can't eat. You can always just boof.
Definitely other ways to get it for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
A little olive oil.
Wow, that's really great, man. It's like put that on the list of things that I thought were already happening. But
one more good reason to keep your medical cannabis letter of recommendation in the state of California.
Too. Yeah, mine is not. I let mine expire.
They're so cheap now, and you can get it on the internet for like as little as $30, I think.
No, really?
Don't go to the internet doctor.
All right.
It's crazy.
No internet doctor.
But if you have the letter, you can carry up to 8 ounces. And apparently,
8 ounces.
Yes, and you don't have to pay the sales tax.
So much.
Yeah, let's do it, guys.
How much are you carrying right now, Ngayo?
Not much today, actually. I only think I have 3 or 4 doobies, and then, you know, whatever I got in my bag. I flew, so it cuts down on it just because I didn't want to check a bag.
Were we going to try something specific of yours?
We've been smoking this joint.
The one we've been smoking?
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay, cool.
How's it going?
Apparently it's good.
I think it's great, yeah.
It's
so good I don't remember doing it.
Smoking two. I don't remember smoking two.
Yeah, it's
of
really
them.
Effective.
Yeah, it's good. The audience is enjoying it now, and maybe it'll
that's
be back
what
here
happened.
Later.
It's a good looking
yeah,
audience.
That's what happens.
Nice.
It went away. That's
here's
what got my attention.
It refries well.
Is it a...
What else is going on in the world of pot?
Ooh, well, this is fun. October 17th, edibles became legal in Canada.
All right.
But there is a 60-day hold, just a weird law where they have to check in with their health department. But by mid-December is when they will officially be for sale in stores.
Just in time for cannabis-infused maple syrup season.
Ooh, cannabis Christmas.
Whoa.
Eggnog. I mean, I don't think that sounds good, but other people probably love
really
that.
Good syrup, though. You guys know, like, really good syrup is important, and to infuse it with cannabis.
What about the Vermont stuff? We're gonna have a syrup skirmish.
I don't
even talk to me about Vermont,
I'm
dog.
Not,
what the fuck?
Listen, I'm not reasonable about regional.
Regional and reasonable.
Reasonable about
you're
syrup.
And reasonable. You're so regional.
I'm not reasonable about syrup. I'm sorry, I get loud, sound person. Regional syrups aside, really good, high quality, grade A. You go to Trader Joe's, spend that $19, okay?
Right, for like a gram.
Get it! And then cannabis, wow.
That was a long story.
I'm so sorry. I just like, I have strong opinions about food. And
you like maple syrup, apparently.
And stoners enjoy everything, so you guys got to hear the truth. That
I'm just saying, what?
That's an upgrade.
What
that
Canadian,
is a breakfast glow up.
I used to carry my own maple syrup to restaurants that I know didn't have it. What would be the best Canadian infused cannabis foods? Poutine?
Poutine.
Oh.
Cannabis infused gravy?
Probably.
Yeah. Cannabis gravy sounds great.
Cannabis gravy, well.
Be very herbal, you know?
Thanksgiving's
lots of rosemary.
Coming. Rosemary. I like lots of sage.
Wow.
In my
yeah,
gravy.
Sage.
Sage, rosemary, all the herbs.
Delicious.
Write this down, everyone.
Yeah, it's very good to have gravy opinions.
Welcome to gravy
very
opinions.
Very good to have gravy.
Welcome to Getting Gravy with Doug.
I'm down. I'll do that show.
I should have a gravy tasting.
I like gravy. Next topic.
Hot topics.
Gravy topics.
So if Florida does manage to legalize here soon, which they are hoping to do, projecting that this is going to create 100,000 new jobs in Florida. So by 2025, they think that over 128,000 people will be working in the marijuana industry just in Florida.
Can you say the second number again?
How many jobs? 128,587.
Can you? Now say it backwards.
120,000 jobs?
Yeah.
And that's, that's just directly like the growing and the selling, because there's always all those other jobs too, right? Billboard companies apparently are the biggest winners.
Snack makers. Yeah.
Lawyers, accountants, software, all that
stuff.
Cops. Yeah. There's a new, they just invented a new breathalyzer that.
What?
Not only, well, it's not going to be out for a while.
In Gaia, what?
Yeah. In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah. But it's not out to the cops yet. But
you'll be on okay. Pittsburgh.
But not only, does it detect THC, it can detect how much THC.
Oh.
Right? So, but listen, there's still no recognized threshold. Everyone's different when it comes to weed. It's not like
fascinating.
Booze. I just wrote a thing about it. We could talk about the studies.
Well, you know, I have the ongoing theory that the, driving has been a real clear indicator of how a weed can not affect and impair somebody as much as one would imagine. Because we'd be hearing a lot more about, in all these states that are legal, they'd be saying so much about, they'd be giving
traffic
us the
problems,
numbers. If there were as many accidents and things being caused by people who were solely under the influence of
marijuana. They would love to sensationalize that if it was happening.
No, it's true.
Yeah, and it's just not happening. So
happening is like fake news stories where they show that somebody's driving poorly and it's actually an alcohol-related test or something.
Yeah.
Remember that video that was going around? It was like, look at this. This is meant to design for crash course.
I did see that.
These people are high. And it was like actually.
Sounds like the people who
you've seen the news.
Did they just like blur the windshield, or they like wore something that
they're
just blurred
goggles,
their vision?
And the goggles literally said like alcohol impairment goggles. And it's like, no, guys, come on, don't know stuff. Don't.
No. When they did the studies, they found that stone drivers weren't any less safe. And then they also found that if people thought they were too high, they didn't want to take the test. Right, like, hey man, it's time to take your test. No, man, I'm good. I'm gonna sit here for a minute. I'm not ready to drive.
A drunk person would say, "I'll go ahead and do it."
Yeehaw, fuck yeah, hold my beer.
Drunk people are affected by the indecision.
It loosens
the
inhibitions.
High people have much better judgment.
Yeah.
Generally.
But also, I really hate, now that's Halloween, you see all those ads again, or like those false articles of like, check your children's candy, it might have THC in it. And everyone's like, no one's wasting that on your dumb child.
Weed's expensive. Right.
So expensive.
I gave all the dumb kids in my neighborhood my weed. I showed them I get to eat all this candy and get a stomach ache.
Right. Enjoy watching Netflix, little fucker.
This episode, it'll be in time for Halloween, right?
We'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right before Halloween.
It's exciting, guys.
Wait,
Halloween.
Halloween's like Friday or
Thursday.
Next
Thursday. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Thursday night. Halloween.
Or actually today. No. When does this air?
Tuesday.
Oh yeah. So it's two days from now.
Amazing.
2 days before Halloween. Remember to buy candy.
Right. We're like on Jeremy.
And I hope you enjoyed those parties the weekend before Halloween.
Pre-game.
Halloween really gets stretched out when it's on a Thursday.
Because they'll also the weekend after, just in case.
People will.
Yeah.
But people they kind of pre-funk. You start pre-funking the weekend before. Maybe you unveil your prototype.
You got to start washing your tights. You know? Buy some new fishnets, maybe. You buy your false eyelashes. You need it. False eyelashes. And eyelash glue. You have the eyelashes, but do you have eyelash glue? You don't want to be going to Walgreens at... Oh, stay away from the Walgreens on Halloween, everybody. Oof. Get out of there. Walgreens at like 5:30 on Halloween is a nightmare.
Right.
100%.
They're probably already out of fishnets.
What are they so desperate for?
Oh, you gotta get eyelash glue.
Eyelash glue, lipstick.
Candy.
Candy.
I forgot candy. I'll just go to Walgreens. Condoms. It's on my way home. There's
See,
a million
of them.
See,
this is why you just go shopping after the holiday when everything's on an awesome sale.
There's one
you can
asshole
still
there
have candy
to buy
and eyelashes.
An apple.
Oh, and apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. Everybody's different.
I apologize.
That's like an actual smoke circle. That's how a conversation ends, is everyone pretty much taps on. I got it. No more on that one.
Scene.
Yeah.
Blackout.
You guys want to do a marijuana know something?
Yeah.
How old are most diamonds?
Oh, God. Diamonds.
Yeah, the gemstones is in its first season.
How old
season.
Are they? I don't know how they could say most diamonds. I don't get it.
How about 1,000 years old?
100,000 years old. $1.
I thought you were going to lift a diamond onto the table. Like, wow.
Here, yes. Let's,
whoever
let's,
gets closest gets
let's
it.
Let's gaze at this example of a beautiful diamond.
No, it's a lovely Dia de los Muertos necklace. Is that for the holiday season?
This
Wait,
came from
that?
an event called Fantastic Fest.
Oh.
Or no. Oh, no, somebody gave this to me on 311 Cruise, but it's the same skull, looks similar to the skull. There was a logo for a fan.
Yeah, thank you. That's one of the things I really like about you. Nice. That's really, your self-awareness is really nice. Well done, dog. Don't leave me, please don't leave me hanging. Mm.
All
right, there I moved to Timbuktu.
So we're just guessing just numbers? Like, okay, 10 minutes. 10 minutes old.
10-minute diamond.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, aren't there old diamonds and new diamonds?
Well, it takes thousands of years to for the carbon to press deep in the bowels of the earth. Well, what's the answer?
This question.
Oh, sorry. You didn't
know.
I mean, they don't die, so how can you say how old they are?
They don't die. We can't cut it open and count its rings.
Yeah.
They're microscopic.
Yeah, so I don't know why. I would think lots of them are older than other ones.
Do you flip it over? Is that how you figure it out?
Or? I pull this card away. Do we have any more guesses?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I don't know shit about geology, guys.
Don't know
I wish I did.
Geology.
Wouldn't it be sick if I just had like a bunch of geology knowledge? Boom. I have a doctorate in geology.
It's a different matrix.
Do you think that those seven guys that were hanging out with Snow White, when they... do you think they'd know the answer to this question? Or do you think as diamond miners, they just go in and do their job and they don't worry about the age of the time?
Doc probably knows. And Grumpy knows what he's mad about. Right.
The they answer know. Is...
That's why Grumpy's mad, because he knows the secret Christ. Of the diamond.
What is
about 3.5 billion years.
Oh.
Wow. You know, about.
Oh, okay.
Give or take.
Yeah.
What's a few hours between friends? This is the average age.
Why
some
would
are much
we
older.
Even... I guess maybe somebody might have guessed something like that, but wow.
Well.
Now we know that.
I know Superman can do it in like 10 minutes with a combination of heat vision
yeah.
and super strength. Mm-hmm.
And now they make diamonds.
Cured an old man's cataracts one time.
Now I get it. Every diamond that you find out there in the rough is.
In the rough.
is when you find it, it's 3.5 billion years
yes.
old. That's how long.
On average.
That's how long those diamonds were created.
Ago. That's how long it takes you to find it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like stars. That's how long it takes for the light to get to us.
They're just all the same age, you know?
I don't know if they're all the same
They're
age.
All brothers and sisters.
It's one litter of diamonds. All,
a yeah. litter. Nice. I wish somebody would litter diamonds.
Well, thank you, Alicia, for helping us out with
hey,
that.
Thanks.
And for the pot
Great
topics.
Great to see you.
Always a pleasure.
Pot topic.
And,
there you go. Listen to that.
Yeah. We're going to go to another break, and we'll see you guys in a few moments with the Dab King. We'll be here.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Scary.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
More coffee.
Hey, we're back, and I've got a question for an audience member. Troy, do you do dabs at all?
Yes, I do.
You do? Would you do us the honor? Would you stick around and be in our bonus show where we do dabs the whole time?
I would love to.
All right.
The whole time.
Non-stop, yeah.
Yeah. So check that out if you get a chance.
Wow.
Or you probably saw that first and now this, so.
Little BTS action.
It's really trippy how we have forward jumps backwards and forwards. I don't know what I'm saying.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
Taylor Rizzo is here. He is the dab king of North America, I think, at this point.
I'm regional.
Possibly also Greenland. And
we're in talks right now, yeah.
A very small island
in
off the coast
Greenland.
Of Spain.
Yeah, they're nice.
You gonna buy it?
Iceland's they're a little chillier. They're like less into the idea.
Yeah, they'll give you the
dicey
cold shoulder.
Yeah, they're totally
the cold
dicey
shoulder.
I see. Nice. Absolutely. So he's here to dab us out if we so desire such a thing. We don't pressure the guests into doing it. A lot of our guests are very weed only. You know, they don't make that leap into the
dabosphere.
World. Yeah, the dabosphere.
Well, the challenge of doing a dab, I think, in this format is it's a talk show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dabs are not always conducive to lively conversation.
Right, because people just sort of shut down entirely or just get too amped up.
Quiet and somewhat telepathic.
Oh, no.
When it goes green, it's good.
When it goes green.
Well,
give me another dab. I want to try that.
I'm very intuitive, and so I'd have to get consent from everyone in this room before I did a dab to make sure your thoughts are safe with me. Is everybody chill? Okay, everybody's nodding.
Okay, everybody says, go ahead, Bree. Take our thoughts.
Or an orange gelato.
It's really worth it.
Yeah, I'm down to dab.
Taste buds are weird today. It tastes very citrusy.
Well, I sometimes cough a lot, a lot.
Yeah, I got your back.
Right. Oopsie.
That was perfect.
That's
that was
gotta,
very tasty.
That's all you got to say after a lot of coughing. Oopsie. You were off the hook.
Also works for farts.
You got... Sure.
It's even funnier than excuse me. Whoopsie. I actually saw a guy lift his hat one time. He was like...
Theater.
Public transportation, everybody.
Whoa. You're from Seattle, right?
San Francisco.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, I bet somewhere in Seattle at the same time, another dude did the exact same thing.
Same thing. And another dude who looked like you was watching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are in the same timeline.
Thank you.
Metro parallelism.
Who's ready for a dab?
I just had one thing.
I can do one. Or Doug can do one.
No, please, Bree. You're right.
Doug needs a little more time. I'm surprised
guest.
Doug hasn't called in a designated dabber.
Where should we?
I'll just sit it right here.
That's right.
The architecture of a stony, like, coffee table. You know, the feng shui of a stony coffee table.
It's pretty good.
It's art.
This is actually pretty clean.
Okay. All right, here.
Okay, so tell me how it goes.
I'm going to hit this button.
Okay,
it's going to turn red and it's heating up.
I hit here?
Yes.
Okay.
What temperature?
When it goes green, it's good to go.
Does it go
when it goes
to?
Green, and then how long do I have to hit?
As long as you want. You can stop whenever you'd like.
Take a monster hit. That was very nice.
Yeah. Killed it.
It was perfect.
Go get rid of it immediately. You don't have to hang on to it.
What temperature do you burn it at?
This right now is at 580. I think it's a little cooler, so it doesn't,
a little cooler. You
doesn't
want
hit the throat
low
as hard.
There's big arguments.
It's
no. You ever hang out with dabbers? Like, there's arguments. 585, bro, you're out of your mind. 615, I don't even know.
No, numbers.
Yeah, it's debatable when it's like using a torch and stuff, and you have a lot of claim left over if you use a lower temperature. But with something
claim
like...
Claim left over?
Yeah, claim is... Sorry, I'm... Claim is basically any of the oil
Bring
that melts down but
Bring
doesn't...
It.
evaporate, doesn't get to the temperature that it actually evaporates.
Doesn't melt down.
So you have some left.
Yeah, it melts, and so it just becomes like a gooey.
And it stays in there.
Yes, but with something like this, you're going to burn off the whole
thing. You still own it, so it's still part of your claim.
I claim it! That extract is mine.
That claim is my claim.
Okay, what do we call it? What do we call that stuff?
What
we're putting in there.
This is concentrate.
We got to rebrand it, you guys. It doesn't. I hate that.
Because it makes it hard for you to
concentrate.
You
didn't know what it was called.
People say extracts. People say wax.
Well, but that defines the different
appearances. Well, yeah, so a wax is a specific type of extraction. This is sauce, but it's still a concentrate. Concentrate is
the
overall term.
Too bad there's not a Schoolhouse Rock of this.
I'm hearing you just said
concentration.
There's going to be concentration.
Oh my God, that'd be so good. An educational song about
and get us for appealing to kids.
How dabs
that would
work.
Be awesome.
First animators. You take the wheat and you extract the THC.
Nice.
I'm just a dab, just a lonely old dab.
What temperature should you cook me? That's the whole conversation they just had.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful.
Well, okay, I'm telling you right now, I'm hearing extract, I'm hearing concentrate. It needs branding. Why don't we just say dab stuff?
That's pretty.
Thought about calling it focus.
Dab stuff.
They're going to call it focus, but Will Smith's attorney stepped in.
Nice. I think
they're going to call it Gemini Man.
I think it's called that anyway by people.
That one went out to my friend in the audience that has cancer. Bree Pruitt,
yes.
High Priestess,
yeah.
Monthly cannabis and tarot-themed comedy show and podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I did that.
What else?
That's not enough?
The next show of that is going to be on the November 16th at Mid-City Arts.
Yeah. It's in the neighborhood where we're right now. It's a monthly show. We have tarot card readings afterward. We encourage the audience to smoke weed. Sometimes we have sponsors where we have had the audience drink Sprig was a sponsor for a while, so they sipped. And so the audience was just all kind of stoned and we gave little Dixie cups. It was a cult, you know? And and then we did a little bit of magic spells, you know, and it was outside and there was a fire and a moon and stuff. So my co-host is Sargent. She's a comic from Austin and it's very, we mostly book ladies and it's dope. So that, I also have a weekly show in Los Angeles called Faded and I am on Instagram at Bree Pruitt, and people can kick it with me there.
And
I'm going to be on Playboy.com soon.
Neat.
Words, not pictures.
HighPriestessComedy.com.
Why not both?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, HighPriestessComedy.
HighPriestessComedy.com for tickets and deets.
Deets.
I like to say
deets. And deets.
Gail Bealum.
That's me.
Try his pre-rolls.
Oh,
try my pre-rolls. How are the pre-rolls, everybody?
Ugayo 420 brand.
Also,
Ashland Gamery on November 9th.
Ashland Armory.
I like a gamery.
Well,
Ashland, Oregon.
I'll tell him.
You just go in and it's like an armory, but it's fun.
Also, I'm doing a new thing on the HelloMD.com. app or the Hello MD app. So we do a cannabis themed trivia show Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 1 o'clock, and you can win up to $500.
I love it.
So download. It's only on iPhone right now, but download the Hello MD app and turn on your notifications and check it out. It's awesome because you can win money and there's weed.
Very good.
That all sounds great.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Spread the word. Please
addictions.
Spread the word. We need more people.
Yeah, I need my gambling addiction to get out.
Is it even gambling if you don't put any money up?
It isn't.
All right. And it's really a test of skill and knowledge.
Enabler.
It's just a chance. It's not really a gamble.
It's just, right? It's just playing.
Yeah, it's not a gamble. Playing. It's just a chance.
And I'm a player, so I got it.
And I'm a player.
Yeah.
And I'm playing just
to
play.
I just crush a lot.
Oh, nice.
We're going live here from the basement again on November 5th. That's next Tuesday at 12:15. We'll be so full of the whole 7-day Halloween experience and the stories, things that happened to us during that week of Halloween. It's going to be a lot of Halloween nonsense. Get ready, dogs.
There'll be candy forever.
People are going to be noisy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't eat the chocolate.
Yeah, don't eat the chocolate dogs.
Yeah.
Don't eat the chocolate dogs.
Did I do a dab in this show yet?
No.
No.
Oh, I got to, I guess.
Got to.
Got to.
Get that concentrate or whatever ready.
The dab stuff.
The dab stuff. Get the dab stuff.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. The dab stuff. This is what I've
totally
been
used to.
This is what dabs do to me. Thank you.
Okay.
Can we play that whenever I come out?
Would you?
Oh, that'd be neat.
The dab stuff.
Okay, I got another marijuana note something for you guys while I'm doing this. I'm going to do it both at the same time.
Impressive.
What percentage of Europeans were conceived in an IKEA bed?
100%.
Oh. Wait, one that
not
was bought from IKEA?
First I was like, yeah, at the store? On. Because that would bring it down a little bit.
I'm going to say 9%.
Just 9% of Europeans. So that's how big IKEA is. And are these in-store beds or at home?
I'm not sure.
You're a little... You got to set your clock, Doug.
I can give you two answers.
If you are conceived in IKEA, you have to be called, like, Bjorn.
Hofstra.
Right? Or, yeah. Hofstra?
Sure.
Yeah.
Turnville.
There's got to be a J with two consonants on either side.
Ooh, yeah.
Hextra.
I wonder how many...
15%.
I bet you could figure it out if you looked up how many European children are named Showroom.
Nice. Meatball. 15%.
Meatball. What percentage of Europeans were conceived in an IKEA bed? I don't know why they'd even know that. Is it part of the census? The European census? Hey, yeah, you got an IKEA bed in there. Did you fucking it?
Was your kid conceived in it?
I guess we got to go in a couple of seconds. So I'm just going to reveal the answer. Should we do the first ever marijuana know something cliffhanger?
This is a heavy one.
Don't reveal the answer till next week.
Same Doug time, same Doug channel.
Oh, who said close to 10%?
I just said 9.
Yeah, it's 10%.
Yeah. I'm the winner. I didn't even go over.
Thanks, everybody. See you next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.